With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. School is starting soon for students in the Northwoods. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services reminds parents and guardians of some changes to immunization requirements. WXPR's Katie Thorson reports.
Wisconsin is still not seeing the school immunization rates it was seeing pre-pandemic. Before 2020, roughly 8% of students did not meet the minimum immunization requirements for K through 12 enrollment. In the last 2 years, that's gone up to 10%. A Wisconsin Policy Forum report found that districts with higher rates of personal conviction waivers tended to be small, located in towns and rural communities, and have fewer students of color. Paula Tran is the state health officer and administrator for the Division of Public Health at the Department of Health Services. She says the drop in immunization rates across the state and country have meant vaccine-preventable diseases are coming back.
That's absolutely a data point that we're paying attention to, and communities and community leaders all around the state are actively working to get good information to families so that they can make the best healthy choices for their family.
There are some changes to immunization requirements this school year. Students entering 7th grade need the meningococcal vaccine and a booster for those entering 12th grade. And a parent report is no longer enough for a chickenpox vaccine exemption. Students either need the vaccine or have a diagnosis of chickenpox from a qualified healthcare provider. Existing exemption options still apply. Tran says updates to vaccine requirements and recommendations are expected over the years.
You know, we expect our guidance to stay updated as we learn more. And that's sort of like keeping our technology updated, right? We get regular cell phone updates and regular computer updates. And part of that is gathering more information to keep our cell phones and computers working well. And that's the same with science, right? We update and refresh our information so that we're using the best of what's out there to keep ourselves and our community safe.
You can check immunization records on the DHS website. We have a link at WXPR.org. Katie Thorson, WXPR News.
A 66-year-old man died in an ATV crash in the town of Cashion in Odette County. He hit a telephone pole on a curve on Lakewood Road near Sand Lake Road. The Odette County Sheriff's Office got a call about the accident Sunday night just after 6 p.m. The rider was pronounced dead at the scene. Authorities are waiting to release his name until proper notifications are given to his family. The Odette County Sheriff's Office was assisted by Cashion First Responders, Odette County EMS, the DNR, Minocqua Police, and the Odette County Medical Examiner's Office. Homelessness is an issue that many communities are facing. Stevens Point Mayor Mike Wiesa wants to make sure the unhoused are met with understanding. Wiesa recently met with several unhoused people in the city's downtown area after he said a friend of his had been making generalizations. Wiesa said he and his friend spoke with them about how the city can help. Wiesa said that people become unhoused for a variety of reasons, and that while some may cause issues, most of them just want to get out of their situations. Wiesa said people should not put stereotypes on them.
So it's not an easy solution, and I think that's really what I want people to take away, is that first of all, these are human beings. They all have different stories, some good, some bad, and they're a part of our community.
In just a few hours, Wiesa said his friend changed his mind and had a better understanding of what the unhoused go through. The mayor encouraged unhoused people to use all the resources Stevens Point has available, like cooling centers and mental health services. The battle between social conservatives and Michigan libraries to remove certain books from the shelves is becoming increasingly political as the November elections draw near. Mark Richardson reports.
A Michigan Library Association poll shows that more than three-quarters of Michiganders oppose censorship of library books, but the public filed 47 complaints in 2023. Debbie McCullough with the association says in most cases, those bans would violate the First Amendment.
When there's an effort to try to prohibit accessing information or a book because some individuals don't like the ideas contained in the book, the United States Supreme Court has held that that's unconstitutional.
One recent incident involved the Alpena County Library, where county commissioners removed the entire library board for failing to act on community members' demands to remove certain books. The community members vowed but failed to vote down the library's millage or operating fund. Mark Richardson reporting.
The American Red Cross reports an ongoing national blood emergency. The organization says severe weather events across the country have further complicated efforts to rebuild the nation's blood supply. They encourage those in unaffected areas to make an appointment to give now. Weather in recent weeks has added to the summer shortfall in donations by forcing the cancellation of nearly 60 blood drives throughout the country. In Wisconsin, 36 blood drives have been canceled so far this year due to bad weather. Blood has a short shelf life and can only come from volunteer blood donors, so any disruptions in the ability to collect blood can create problems for hospitals and patients that need blood. Green Party presidential candidate Jill Stein will remain on the ballot in Wisconsin after the state Supreme Court decided not to hear a Democratic challenge seeking to oust her. The court Monday decided against hearing the challenge brought by an employee of the Democratic National Committee. He had argued that the Green Party did not meet requirements under the law for being on the ballot. Stein last appeared on the Wisconsin ballot in 2016 when she won just over 31,000 votes, more than Donald Trump's winning margin of just under 23,000 votes in the state. For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.